Money Talk.
Does getting something
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to GEICO, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, GEICO is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, GEICO is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like GEICO, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Happy New Year!
Is saving money your New Year's resolution? Leaky faucets are not just annoying, they're expensive. All of those drops add up on your water bill. So why not get it fixed? The pros at SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Licensed and insured, so SoCal Plumbers can handle any job, from clogged drains to tankless water heaters. SoCal Plumbers are the right plumbers at the right price. Save $50 with their KABC New Year's special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. In 2017, almost 9,000 Southern Californians made their Mercedes-Benz dreams come true at Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. I'm proud to say we're still the number one dealership for the 19th consecutive year. If you missed our December winter event, you're still in luck.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is kicking off our giant 26th anniversary pre-owned sale going on now.
Only two of us will know you're not driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and we're not talking.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Call 866-827-8910 for details.
Hey, it's Scott, and I have a new talk show that will help you get out of debt faster, save more money, retire rich, and become a financial rock star. Get up early and listen to the Scott Allen Turner Show, Sundays at 4 a.m. on 790 KABC.
Norm's Bigger Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound New York steak, 6 fried shrimp, potato, vegetables, soup, salad, and dessert, all day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
Saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is Money Talk.
It's America's money program, Money Talk. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. So great to have you with us, and so much to talk about. Let's get right to it. And this is a time of year when, well, your attention should be focused solidly on making sure that you are taking advantage of the tax-privileged accounts that are made available to you in many cases at work. One of my favorites, one of my all-time favorites, and it pains me, literally pains me, when I see someone not exploiting this one. This is the one we call free money. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, nobody would turn down free money. Nobody would walk away from that. Well, you're right in the sense that it is a no-brainer, and you're right in the sense that nobody should ever walk away from free money. But you know what? People do it every day. And the way they do it, I know it's really hard to believe, the way they do it is by not taking advantage of matching programs at work. For example, those of you that have, especially those of you that have a 401k, or even in some cases, those of you that have a 403b plan at work. Now, this is a program that allows you to take a certain amount of money off the top of your wages or salary or whatever, and take that money and put it aside for the future. Invest it for the future. And the beauty of this one is that if you take the traditional form of the 401k, you don't have to pay current taxes on that money. That money is subtracted from your income, from your adjusted gross income for the tax year. And it's simply placed in a tax-privileged account, like a 401k or a 403b. And in that case, there you go. You get yourself into the position where you can do what Thomas Hurley said you couldn't do. Thomas Hurley, back in the day now, Thomas Hurley told us in one of the most famous quotes of all time that you cannot eat your cake and have it too. I'll bet you've heard that one. Thomas Hurley, way, way back, said, you cannot eat your cake and have it too. Guess what? This is an exception. You won't find many exceptions to that bromide. Trust me, there are very few exceptions. Thomas was right in almost all cases, but this is an exception. Because with a 401k or 403b program or even a 457, you can earn the money, for example, in salary or wages. You can then take that money, put it off into a 401k, 403b, 457, and you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to pay taxes until you take it out in retirement, and then it's ordinary income way down the road, hopefully, after it has grown and grown over time. But here's the thing about these 401k, 403b programs that is enough to drive you batty when you realize that people out there are walking away from the free money. The thing is that many of these programs offer matching contributions. And what does that mean? Well, let me give you a typical example. Many times in these programs, they will say, your employer will say to you, well, if you, Mr. or Ms. Employee, if you put in 6% of your salary into the program, we'll match you half of that amount or 3%. Hey, that's a big deal. So if I put in 6%, if I'm making $50,000 a year, if I put in 6%, that's $3,000, and I'm not going to be taxed on it in a traditional account because I can take it off the top and put it into the tax-privileged account, deal with it later when I'm in retirement down the road. Could be decades, right? And so your company then puts in 3%. That's $1,500 on a $50,000 salary. On a $40,000 salary, it's $1,200 every year. And that money is invested and has the potential to grow over time. Maybe all the way out to your retirement years. Think about that. So this one is the all-time investment no-brainer. To, at a minimum, to invest in your 401k, 403b, up to the level of the maximum match from your employer. Now, of course, I like the idea of going beyond that. You know, on Money Talk, we have always said that the minimum amount that we would like to see invested from income every year, from earned income, is 10%. But one of the great ways to do this is through these various new accounts over the last recent decades that have come on stream, like the IRAs, the 401ks, 403bs, 457s, and so forth. So that one is one that is very, very special. And I hope those of you that were not aware of it will be able to exploit it. And if you have a matching program, you're going to benefit from that. You're going to benefit from that, and that's a big deal. And, of course, another thing that we have talked about many times on our Money Talk broadcast is opening an IRA account and contributing to your IRA account. And, you know, the contribution amounts are really generous on these accounts. For example, this year you're allowed to place up to $5,500 in your IRA. That has to be covered by earned income. And if you can cover it with earned income, you can do the same amount in a spousal IRA. Now, if you happen to be listening to Money Talk at the age of 50-plus, you can add another $1,000 to that amount. You can put $6,500 into an IRA this year, and you can put the same amount into a spousal IRA, assuming the 50-plus age limit. And again, all of that money has to be covered by earned income. So these IRA accounts are an outstanding way for you to build up your nest egg for the future. And, of course, the other thing that we were talking about was maxing out on various employer plans that are available to you. And there are some outstanding programs out there that you could put money in these employer programs. We mentioned the 401ks, the 403bs, the 457s. Hey, you can put a lot of money into these accounts. Now, that means you could be putting in over $300 a week from your wages and salary into such a program. And that money can pile up in a hurry, I'll tell you. These are very, very generous amounts that are allowed. So you want to take advantage of those programs to the extent you can afford to do so, obviously. But they should easily be able to take care of that 10% minimum savings goal that we talk about. Look, if you can save more than that, if you can save 15 or 20%, for heaven's sakes, go ahead and do it. But if you can possibly make a minimum of 10%, that's going to help you a lot over the long term in terms of accumulating a nest egg for the future. So these are all outstanding ways for you to invest and to save for the future. And that's one of the things we've talked a lot about on our program, because the fact is that that's how you take control of your finances, and that's how you take control of your personal financial future, by putting money aside, whether it be in an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, whatever. Because that money over time can grow, it can build, and it can grow a lot. I'll tell you how much it can grow, all right? When we started our Money Talk broadcast way, way back on Super Bowl Sunday 1986, the indexes were at a fraction of where they are today. And you may be stunned at the rate of return that has been generated over the past 30-plus years since we commenced our Money Talk broadcast. This has been pretty amazing. And that gives you an idea of what happens if you put this money aside, you put it in smart investments over long periods of time. These sums can compound amazingly. And that's why we talk about the importance of taking control of your finances, putting that money aside, coming up with a long-term program to do just that. It makes all the difference in the world, because look at all those future expenses that are down the line, not just retirement expenses. What about things like education of the young sprouts? Schools are getting more and more expensive. And to keep pace with that, it's very helpful to have an investment program over time where your money can compound. Because that's what we're really talking about here, the compounding of money over time. I mean, it is incredibly expensive right now. Whether it be college, whether it be whatever, incredibly expensive in terms of paying for those additional educational opportunities. I think personally, I really do think it's too expensive. I think it's too expensive. I don't think we should be saddling our young people with gigantic, monumental amounts of debt just for going to college. Other countries do not do that. United States, we do that. In many of the major industrialized countries, if you're smart enough to go to college and you're willing to work hard, you're able to do it. In the U.S., in many cases, if you cannot come up with the money, well, too bad. And that's unfortunate. It's also not good for the country, not good for the future. Check out Money Talk On Demand, because you can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. And, of course, the investment talk is year-round. So you can sign up for Money Talk On Demand right there at the homepage at bobbrinker.com. You're welcome to do so. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
J.W. Heating and Air. We're there. A family serving yours. Quality and value are claim to fame. On time and affordable. That's our game. Providing comfort solutions for you every day. Our experience shows in so many ways. J.W. Heating and Air. Give us a ring. We'll be at your door.
The folks at JW Heating and Air want to start your new year off right by giving you a free furnace. Yep, that's right, a free furnace. From now until January 15th, the first 30 listeners who purchase air conditioning will receive a free, brand new Lennox furnace for your home. So don't wait. Call JW Heating and Air now at 877-JW-HEATING. That's 877-JW-HEATING. JW Heating and Air, their family serving yours.
JW Heating and Air. Family serving yours.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community, serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Start the new year off right with fermented green tea at its best. Quantum Nutrition Labs' revolutionary Green Tea PG provides all the benefits of green tea through a probiotic culture delivery system. So even those with poor digestion can absorb the full spectrum of green tea's phytonutrients. For a limited time, buy two bottles of Green Tea PG and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
KABC News, I'm James Stanley with this news update.
Dennis Rodman has done it again. His first DWI in 1999, his latest last night. Just after 11 o'clock, Rodman was stopped along West Coast Highway. Officers say the five-time NBA champion was cooperative with officers. He was kept in jail overnight until he sobered up and was released on his own recognizance just after 6 this morning. A couple of people were seriously hurt tonight when the SUV they were in slammed into a right side of the wall on the Pomona 60 freeway and overturned in Diamond Bar. It happened just before 6:30 tonight along the westbound 60 freeway near the Brea Canyon on-ramp. A SIG alert was in effect for nearly an hour and a half. All of the lanes, though, were opened back up by about 7:20. Those two people in the overturned SUV were seriously hurt and are in the hospital. 790 KABC SoCal weather. Partly cloudy overnight, low of about 54. Mostly sunny, high of 75 on Monday, MLK Day. Patchy fog overnight after 10 o'clock. Right now it's 58 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The world has it out for your floors, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Its 24-hour spill protection stands up to liquids for a whole day, so the world will have to wait. But you won't. The next generation of laminate flooring is here now. Pergo Outlast Plus from just $279 a square foot. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The world has it out for your floors, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. Its 24-hour spill protection stands up to liquids for a whole day, so the world will have to wait. But you won't. The next generation of laminate flooring is here now. Pergo Outlast Plus from just $279 a square foot. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, Bob. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Bob, I'm going to be retiring in approximately 6 months, and I have a 401k with my employer, and I'm trying to decide if it would be a benefit to roll that self-directed IRA rollover into one or perhaps two different brokerages, perhaps a Vanguard and a Fidelity, or just one or the other.
I personally don't think it's if you're talking about firms like that, I don't think it's necessary to have more than one. That's just my personal view. But if you're going to roll over a 401k into a self-directed IRA, I think either one is fine.
Very good. I think both probably have similar choices and variety of options that I can invest in.
Well, both of those have a lot of mutual funds and a lot of no-load mutual funds, and there are a lot of index funds in both families, too. So I think you can probably find funds to invest in. And, again, I'd probably just go with either one.
That sounds wonderful. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks, Jake. Good to hear from you. Let's get Will on the line, listening to the great WYAY-FM Atlanta. Hello, Will. Welcome.
How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Hey, quick question for you, and I've heard good and bad about indexed annuities. I've actually got one, had it for a number of years, and I think it's performed pretty darn well. I'm thinking about buying another one. What do you think?
I'm not a fan, Al, because the reality is that they can be very expensive investments. I doubt very much if you know how much money you've spent in fees and commissions while you've owned this product. And keep in mind that if you want to invest in something like the S&P 500, you can do that in a straightforward manner. You can do it in a tax-privileged account. Even if you do it with personal money, they tend to be very highly tax-efficient. And so I really don't see any need for an index annuity unless you're a salesman, unless you're in the business, unless you're in the business of selling them. I will say that I will say that there are some index annuity salespeople that are making a pretty penny selling those things.
Well, let me tell you how I think mine works. And it, I've done some research and I've tracked it year by year. I've got a spread of 1.6%, and that's it. I mean, that's all. And of course, during the good years, I get some pretty good gains. In the bad years, I haven't lost a dime. So does that sound good, bad, or indifferent?
Well, there's only been one year that's been bad in a long, long, long time, and that was 2008. Every other year's been pretty much in positive territory, I would have to say. So it's not like, you know, every other year's been a bad year. It's on the contrary, with the exception of 08, we've had a lot of very, very good years going back quite a ways. So I would say that that part of it doesn't really apply. What I would say, is that if you're paying 1.6% to own this thing, that's pretty darn expensive.
Okay. You tell me what I need to know. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much, Will. And, you know, I realize that these are very aggressively sold. These indexed annuities are very, very aggressively sold. So not here, of course. But I ask you a question. Why? Why do you think that indexed annuities are so very aggressively being sold? I can give you an answer. If you're an indexed annuity salesperson, you're making a lot of money. You're making a lot of money selling those things. And I don't think you have to go any further than that. Let's get out to Illinois, the land of Lincoln. Tony, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well.
Listener.
Appreciate the call.
My question is, if your income is too high to take advantage of a deductible IRA and, of course, the Roth, and I do max out totally in my 401k at work, the catch-up provisions and the regular. So my question is, I read some articles. I don't see where it really is a great thing or a good advantage to make non-deductible IRA contributions. Although I've done that over the years, I'm thinking of stop doing that. There's some articles I've seen where you can do just as well if you're in an index fund. But I'll be quiet if I've presented the question properly.
No, you don't have to be quiet. I would ask you what are the negatives that you've seen on non-deductibles?
Well, because if when you start taking the money out, right, you have to keep track of your basis, and I've done that. It's like an 8903 or something form, but then it just seems like it's rather complicated when you at the point and you start withdrawing. If you've got a lot of money in your 401ks and, it just seems like that's all the math you're gonna have to do. And then I think the articles were saying if you just invested like in an S&P 500 index where there's, where that's tax efficient, that in the long run, it's about all I can remember, that you'd probably be in the same place.
I think there's something to be said, and we've talked about the tax efficiency of index investing, and I think that whether you're in the S&P 500 or the total stock market index, and let me give you an example, both Vanguard and Fidelity, they both have excellent vehicles where you can invest either in the S&P 500 or in the total stock market index, which gives you some exposure in the smaller and mid-cap area, and you're getting an annual cash dividend of close to 2%, and in a taxable account, that's a taxable event. But remember that that has a preferential tax rate under the code. You pay a lower rate on qualified dividends, such as the dividend you would collect on those types of index funds. So you have those funds, and frankly, they tend to be fairly stable in terms of their holdings. They do make changes on a regular basis subject to changes in the index so that they can stay in concert with the holdings of the index, but they're not in and out trading stocks, doing all that short-term stuff. They don't do any of that, really. They just try to stay with the index. So as a result, you don't tend to get a lot of unnecessary distributions like you would in a fund that's doing a lot of short-term trading. Short-term trading is very, very tax inefficient. So the bottom line, because that's all taxed as ordinary income, so you want your distributions as much as possible to come in the form of long-term capital gains where, again, you're getting preferential treatment. So, I mean, I think I have to agree, Tony, with the tone of the article you cited, which is you are going to tend to get a high level of tax efficiency if you're investing in a low-cost index fund, such as I mentioned at Vanguard or Fidelity, for the total stock market or the S&P 500. Now, will that beat the tax treatment you're going to get in a non-deductible IRA contribution? Well, I guess you won't know that till the end of the term, right? But is it competitive? I think it is.
Okay, so would you personally do that, invest in a non-deductible IRA or not?
I have not invested in non-deductible IRAs. I certainly do have IRAs, but they are not non-deductible IRAs. We are going out to the great KKOB Radio Albuquerque. Jose, welcome to Money Talk.
Hey, hi, Bob. I just thought I'd offer a nice success story. A few minutes ago, you were talking about maxing out your 401ks and 403bs.
Yeah, sure.
Well, here we go. My wife and I are a regular middle-class couple in our now mid-60s. And when my wife started working as a school teacher in her mid-30s, we decided we were going to bite the bullet and max out her 403B. She didn't have a pension, but she got a nice employer match. And for the first year, we sort of bit the bullet. Second year, she got a pretty nice little raise in salary, maxed it out. Third, fourth year, she got some raises. And by the fourth or fifth year, the amount of the raises essentially offset her entire 403B contribution. We were sort of back in a relatively painless state. So we lived on our two incomes for the last 28 years. And as a result of the 4 years of initial sacrifice, we are now well into the land of critical mass, and my wife's 403B is approaching $1 million.
That's an amazing.
Followed your program pretty much to the letter, low-cost funds. Tell your viewers it ain't that hard to do.
It can be done. You've done it, Jose, and congratulations on doing it. It's a nice place, the land of critical mass. Would you agree?
I'm standing here with a big smile on my face, never having to work again, and able to do pretty much whatever I feel like, Bob.
That's a nice feeling, Jose. I appreciate your sharing.
You're welcome, sir. Bye now.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, now, you know, that is not an unusual call. We have Money Talk listeners who have taken advantage of saving and investing over a long number of years, and they are in the land of critical mass. It's a very special place. There are no alarm clocks because you're the boss. And when you're the boss, that means you own your own time. Now, can you imagine owning the most precious resource any individual ever has? The most precious personal resource is not for sale. It's time. You cannot go out and purchase time. You are given the time you are given, and that's that. Therefore, if you reach the land of critical mass, you own your time. You're living off of the income from your investments. You own your own time. That means you decide what you're going to do today and tomorrow. No need for an alarm clock unless you're going up for an early fishing expedition, perhaps. But that's on your schedule, not somebody else's. The land of critical mass is a special place. It's a place that is achievable. It's a place that changes everything. And along the way, you can help others. You can help children, nieces, nephews, other family members in particular. You can help anybody you like along the way through your generosity. So many things that can be achieved in the land of critical mass.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Only one event.
unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
You've got skills, so why not make money with those skills? Can you mow a yard, clean a house, hang a flat-screen TV, haul off some junk? Well, check out Tackle.com. That's T-A-K-L.com. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs and chores with customers who need them done. And the Tackle app is coming to cities all across America soon. Go to Tackle.com to see where Tackle is launching next. Just complete the 6 easy steps to register, and you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money as a Tackle provider. The Tackle app is revolutionizing the way people get things done. Go to Tackle.com today and sign up. Stop thinking about making money doing what you love and start doing it with Tackle. Sign up to be a Tackle provider now at Tackle.com.
Tackle.com.
That's T-A-K-L.
$30 off your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/try now.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's America's Money Program. Money Talk. Jeff is on the line in Chicagoland. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. And I would like to follow up about the critical mass topic. I'm 46. I will be 47 in August. I have no debt. My house is paid. At the age of 50, I should be getting a pension of $85,000 a year. And because of your sage advice, I've so far have saved $1.1 million. And my question is, that I know that you say you never want to put your critical mass at risk, and you normally subscribe to the 50-50 ratio or maybe 60-40, but because I don't actually anticipate needing that 1.1 million at least for 4 or 5 more years, and maybe and hopefully not until maybe 55, and if I do dip into it, I don't expect to need maybe more than 1 or 2%, should I be at where I'm at now, which is 70% in equities? I know that's a little bit more than normally you would accept, but in my particular case, do you think I could afford a little bit of that risk, or just would you still say, no, go with the 60-40 or 50-50?
I probably would split the difference up there and go something like 65-35,
okay,
which is pretty close to where you are, but it's a little bit less exposed than you are. But keep this in mind, this would only be in a situation where it was anticipated that the outlook was favorable. I would not have an equity ratio like that if I did not think that the outlook was favorable for the economy, for the stock market, whatever. I would not be there in that situation. I mean, we have had situations where we have taken the equity ratio way, way down, such as we did in the first quarter of year 2000. So this would be preconditioned on having a favorable outlook. But if the outlook is favorable, I think in the circumstances you described, I could probably live with 65-35. I think in your situation, I'd be inclined to move into that 65-35 area, take advantage of the fact that you've been gifted a spectacular stock market to do so in.
Okay. And Bob, if I could just say, just so you know, when I was 21, a friend of mine who still does, but was listening to you, he told me about you and he told me how to invest. And at 21, I didn't hear about anything, but I did know at least enough to listen to him. And because I listened to him and took advantage of all my tax sheltered opportunities and maximized my Roth contributions and my 457 and went to school and got an education, went to law school and then furthered my education and got an LLM, because of that, because of what you say, I'm in this position. So I can't thank
you. Well, Jeff, I appreciate that. And although I would like to take some credit for what you've accomplished, it would be wrong. You deserve 100% of the credit for what you've accomplished. Obviously, I'm grateful that you've been a 25-year listener to the broadcast, but I would have to say this to you. You deserve the credit because you've demonstrated that you're one smart individual.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your compliment.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
And, of course, those 25 years, Jeff has been listening to the mighty WLS Chicago, the 50,000-watt blowtorch in the Windy City. We are going to Bonita Springs, Florida. Jennifer, what is on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Hi there. I'm in a position where I'm getting started late with my savings. I got the benefit of working for a company that's still offering a fully vested A plan and a B plan. And the contribution they make toward the 401k is actually very minimal as a result of those two. They're making a 10%. They're matching 10% of my income on the B plan, and then the A plan is a long-term plan that's based on a formula. And there's never any guarantee that that will be in place at the time of my retirement because I am a union employee. So having said all that, I'm turning 50 in May, and I was curious whether or not, the adjustment for from 18 to, 18.5 to 24,000 will occur just because of my age change during the year, if there's something that I have to do to make that happen.
In the year you turn 50 years of age, you're eligible to add $6,000 to your annual 401k contributions.
Excellent. Okay.
And I would encourage you, it's a lot of money, but I would encourage you, if you can afford to do so, to take advantage of it.
Well, actually, in addition to that, I would also like to take about $3,000 a month and invest that in some way. Do you have a suggestion?
I do. What is your equity ratio, your percentage of your portfolio that's in the stock market?
I would say right now it's probably just under $100,000.
All right, we'll call that $100,000. Do you have any other investments other than that?
other than the house. We own everything outright.
All right, you own your house. But do you have any other investments? Do you have any cash or bonds or CDs or anything?
Yes. Yeah, well, I have right now $50,000 in cash.
50. Okay, so you're two-thirds in the market of your 150 of investable assets. What I would do with that additional $3,000 a month at this time is I would dollar-cost average that money. I would use something like the total stock market index, I think, would be a perfect way for you to do that. You can do that through Vanguard, Fidelity. They've already been mentioned today by callers. I'd use a vehicle like that because, firstly, it gives you diversification, and second of all, it gives you tax efficiency, and I think those are both valuable things to have in your investment portfolio. Jennifer, thank you so much for calling. Congratulations on a job. Very, very well done. Before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us here on the Starship. Our program coordinator is Ravi Chandran. Our producer is Meredith Oakes. And our technical directors are Angel Bordone and Mr. Bob Mack. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.